Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to complete, yesterday we were doing this masnoon du'as for morning and evening du'as. Just a few more left over there, we'll just go through them. Then the brothers can, inshallah, begin to start reading these du'as after Fajr and after Maghrib. The minimum that we can recite after Maghrib and after Fajr, which we should do, is Ayatul Kursi at least. Ayatul Kursi, a person recites Ayatul Kursi after every salah. And the only thing between him and Jannah is Maut. The only thing between him and Jannah is Maut. Ayatul Kursi and our three quls. After Fajr and after Maghrib, three times each. Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas. And the other remaining namazes, one time each is sufficient. It will suffice you for all other wazifas. This is the basic minimum. Then we can start adding on slowly, slowly for our own protection and our own khair and afiyat. Yesterday we stopped at page 56. Page 56, dua for deliverance from shirke khafi, performing ibadat for show. Therefore, a person to be saved from performing any type of ibadat to show the people. It has been narrated by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my ummah is much more hidden than the pace of an ant crawling up upon a black stone. Shirk is a very hidden thing. Ascribing partners is a very hidden, it just comes into the heart that I'm doing this or so and so, the heart just changes the intention. It enters the heart very silently and very few are safe from it. Upon hearing this, as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked in a frightened manner, how can one be saved from it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you such a dua that if you recite it, you will be free from minor and major shirk? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu begged him to tell him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to read, to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an ushrika bika shay'a wa ana a'lam. وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِهِ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمُ بِهِ. We say from shirke khafi that every action you do is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the heart changes very, very quickly. By continuously reciting this dua, there is a guarantee of safety from shirk and glad tidings of sincerity. A comprehensive dua. The following dua is such a comprehensive dua that it includes in it all the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over 23 years of nubuwat. It should be recited once. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made numerous du'as, but some of us could not remember all these du'as. We said to him, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have made so many du'as, but we do not remember any of them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, should I not show you such a comprehensive dua which includes all these du'as? Say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sa'ada minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Dua of Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Someone came to tell Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu that his house was on fire. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, without any concern, replied that his was certainly not on fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never do so, because I've heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if a person recites these words at the beginning of the day, no calamities will befall that person till the evening. And if the person recites these words in the evening, then no calamities will befall that person till the morning. In another hadith it is stated, the calamities will not befall him, his wife, his children, and whatever he owns. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in the morning I recited these words, this dua. Therefore, how can my house be on fire? He then said to the people, let's go and see. Together with the people, they went towards his house. It was seen that his entire street was on fire, and all the houses around Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house were burnt, but amidst this, his house was safe and sound. Subhanallah. We find fires are common nowadays, properties are burning. Our informal settlements, sometimes somebody left the fire on, all the houses burnt. His entire street burned up, but his house was still intact. But this was a dua. اللهم أنت رب لا إله إلا أنت عليك توكلت وأنت رب العرش العظيم ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر نفسي ومن شر كل دابة أنت آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم. So the very long dua, a person can learn it, keep it in his pocket, put it on the front door. When he's leaving the house, he can read it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him. Being blessed on the day of Qiyamah, judgment, Allah shall bless the one who recites the following three times in the morning and evening with so many bounties on the day of Qiyamah that he, the reciter, shall be pleased. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. Allah will bless him with plenty of bounties. Fulfilling one's shortcomings by reciting the following at night, the shortcomings of dhikrs of the day are fulfilled, and similarly by reciting it in the day, the shortcomings of the night are fulfilled. If a person perchance could not fulfill and recite all the dhikr for the day, then this is now what we call the spare wheel. It'll cover it up, inshallah. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون. Finally, آية الكرسي, third para, first page. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. The virtue, the Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been given ayatul kursi from the treasures under the arsh, that is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed this upon me. No Nabi before me was given this. The Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that from the time he heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never slept without reciting these verses. Before sleeping also, after every salah also we recite this. The second virtue, Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites Ayatul Kursi after every farz salah, nothing will prevent him from entering Jannah except his death. The more that's to come is what is only a ticket to Jannah, inshallah. Third virtue, Hazrat Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites Ayatul Kursi after every farz salah will be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the next salah. And number four, Qatada rahmatullah Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that whosoever recites Ayatul Kursi, when he goes to sleep, two angels are deputed, put on duty over him, they protect him until he wakes up. He's in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are divine prescriptions. Our Hazrat explains also that we have alarm system or we have cameras, etc. And most of this now don't protect us. We got the camera system. The camera system most of the time is used to inform us how the thief stole, not to catch him. This is how he came in, this is how he left. So most of it is to tell us what happened after everything is gone. Whereas these du'as are to protect us before it can happen. Because barakah of these du'as over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a malaika or protection on duty for us and they will protect us. And we say it almost happened, just got saved. So the barakah of these du'as. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we begin to read these du'as inshallah. And as we get to know them, then it will take very quickly after that. We get to know, read these du'as every day, then it won't take so much of time. We'll make a short zikr and du'a inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. As a reminder, today is the day of Jumu'ah. There'll be no program in the morning. Brothers can make tayari, make preparation for Salat al-Jumu'ah. Be early, inshallah. Our Salat and Salam, Durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And for those the sunnat i'tikaf, you know the masla, we cannot go for a sunnat bath, sunnat ghusl. That will not be permissible, the i'tikaf will break. But we put on the group there also, but a person goes to relieve himself and quickly jumps into the shower with the intention to make wudu and quickly just washes himself. Wudu takes 3 minutes, 4 minutes, so for that amount of time quickly he makes wudu there in the shower, then his bath will take place also at the same time. But it should not now, there's no time to put all the extras there. Just to pour the water over the body, that should be done very, very quickly or the i'tikaf will break. So you should be careful also not to spoil our i'tikaf, inshallah. Suratul Kaf on the day of Jumu'ah, very, very important. Person recites Suratul Kaf to protect him from the fitnas of Dajjal. The least we can recite is the first 10 ayats and the last 10 ayat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Acha, at 6:20... 24, about 6:20, 6:27 will be Ishraq Salah. Virtue of Ishraq also, person who reads 2 rakats of Salatul Ishraq in the beginning of the day, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of a complete Umrah and Hajj. Without even going to Kaaba Sharif. Complete Umrah and Hajj, Allah will give him the reward. Add 2 more rakats and make it 4 rakats. We read 2, make salam. 2 thereafter, make salam. Whatever task and work he has for the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanakallah.